Lè mwen nou ap aplodi m kap aproche a sa, sa touche kèm, but m toujou refuze sa, paske mwen pa vle pran gloa ki apatyen a bon Dieu, gloa ki devyen a li mèm. Paske sa toujou fè l'om komprenn li yon bagay lè ou devan yon chè, lè ou de yon chè ou devan asamble. Mwen pa rayen. Bon Dieu fè m gras, m aksepte gras la. Denye mesaj ke mwen te preche, se te fevriye, 8 février 2015. And I know, an pil nan nou tap priye, nou tap ton, m te toujou di nou priye, si nou vle wèm preche, Dios priye. Ase se pa mwen mèm. Ase pa gen moun ke, ki nan travay, bon Dieu de pa ou mèm. Si yo fèl de pa ou mèm, se mersenèr ke yo ye. Ase so ap travay pou bon Dieu drouè rele ou pou fè travay la. Padam kapè la, priye pou mwen. Parce que hier soir m pa presque dormi. Mwen konnen 2 semaines que m te gen pou vinn prêcher, m prepare message. Bon toute semaine nan, bon Dieu a pa konnen comment m pa senti ces messages sa ke m ta dwe prêcher. Nou nan époque unité, pasteur Crispin te commencé ce et moi nan série de unité nan l'église. Mwen prepare mesaj sou sa, but l'esprit pa a lèz avèk mesaj la. E bi m di, bon Dieu, wap ban mou sin pou fèm konnen ki mesaj pou m preche. Wednesday, mèrkwèdi, padan pral mene timoun mwen yo l'ekol, m tande nan radio, on timoun ki ale l'ekol li tuye yon, li blese 3. E bi m di, gade nan ki moun nap viv kounye a. Nan pral mene timoun yo l'ekol, nou vè yo l'ekol, gade a ki moun yo pral l'ekol. Et puis il me dit bon Dieu, gèlè ces messages ça voulait me prêcher pour jeunes yo. Et ces messages ça me va le partager avec nous matin. Seigneur, c'est au même compte pour qui raison ou mettez me là. Serviteur, ou t'es choisi li pour li porter message ça, Seigneur. Bot fait que au Lord les m'a parlé c'est de pas moi même seulement c'est pas moi même qui parle bot c'est au même qui parle à travers moi même permettre que moi abaisser moi afin que au cas lever dans moi même au cas you know I have to decrease myself so you can increase in me, fill me with your spirit so your people will be edified, blessed, and your name will be glorified, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Konnen ke maman ma ke papa m kontan matin lè ou wè pitit yo kanpe a preche, pitit yo a prezide. C'était une impression ça c'est que désir c'est et veut toute famille, tout monde qui l'église puis wè pitit yo a servi bon Dieu. But lè bon di un petit bagage, bon di un petit bagage, pas décourager. Continuez prier pour pitit tout. Imposez main sou yo, béni yo. Même là nous fâché, béni yo. Parce que nous pas connait qui côté qui route bon Dieu a fait avec yo. Peut-être on joue c'est you n'a pas yo bon Dieu qui a râlé. Même là on pas vler oui, même là a fait you know tête du temps comme moi-même. Bon Dieu qui pour râler yo. Pour venir mener yo, pour venir mettre yo dans service li. Ouvrez Bible ensemble avec moi dans Daniel chapitre 1er. Washington State, un petit garçon 15 ans paraît l'école parce que yo t'a bouli, il décide pour tirer youn, li blessé 3. 15 ans. Timoun, jeune Timoun. Daniel, le Daniel t'est allé à Babylone, là t'est vinn prendre en exil. D'après commentaire que moi li, yo fait qu'on est monsieur ça, jeune hébreu ça t'est gain environ 14 à 17 ans. Jeune garçon 15 ans, criminel, comparé à un jeune garçon, 15 ans, que bon Dieu pral servi avec. En nous, sa verset 8 dit, n'a pas qu'un bib nous ouvre ensemble avec moi, moi pas pli tout chapitre là, parce que moi j'ai seulement 45 minutes, j'ai longtemps moi pas parlé avec nous, j'ai pensé que j'ai bien une heure de temps, mais je dis non, 45 minutes seulement j'ai. Daniel 1er verset 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacy, nor with the wine he drank. Therefore, he requested to the chief, to the eunuch, that he might not defile himself. tout chapitre premier fait nous voir qui ça qui passait pour nous arriver là. Côté Daniel résolu dans cœur lui. He purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself. We are living in a society. Nous vivons dans une société côté l'ordre des choses renversé. Nous vivons dans une société côté bon considéré pas bon et pas bon c'est lui qui bon. Parlez avec Timoun yo. Gardez télévision programme que vous gardé. Gardez de billboard qui dans la rue à when we driving down the street. Pagé un rien qui glorifie bon Dieu là-dedans. And these are the stuff that our kids are facing every day. Y a l'école, premièrement yo retire bon Dieu l'école. Even in the courthouse, yo retire bon Dieu. So, nous vivons dans une société qui, si nous comparons avec la société Babylone, c'est about the same. Daniel, as a young teenager, a young man, qui find himself dans une communauté, dans une société, qui ne connaît pas bon Dieu l'a servi. Qui je le vois réagir? Qui je le vois comporter quoi? The title of my message is Being Faithful in an Ungodly Society. Comment que un jeune qui c'est un chrétien qui vit dans une société qui pas contre mon Dieu, comment il doit comporter? The message is for the youth, and also I have something for the parents and the grandparents. I have a charge for you. How you can prepare them. Comment qu'on peut aider you, préparer pour faire face les origines dans le monde ça. Why? Pour qui ça Daniel t'a trouvé la Bible à Babylone? Qui ça t'est passé qui fait Daniel t'est arrivé à Babylone? Livre Daniel écrit en deux lignes, en deux langues, araméen et hébreu. Partie qui écrit en hébreu, c'est chapitre 1er, verset 1er, jusqu'à chapitre 2, verset 4a. C'est en hébreu, partie ça écrit. Chapitre 8, verset 1er, à chapitre 12, verset 13, toute partie ça écrit en hébreu. But, chapitre 2, verset 4b, jusqu'à chapitre 7, verset 28, il est écrit en araméen. Pabli et Daniel, c'est à Babylone, c'est langue ça que vous parlez. So, il écrit passage ça, livre ça, de façon ça. Et, ligne araméen, because Babylone, c'est un powerful kingdom, son puissant, très puissant, et Nebuchadnezzar, son roi qui était très puissant, il était prêt en pile conquérant, en pile peuple, en pile pays. Langue ça, c'est comme s'il te vine langue qui était universelle. Jusqu'à ce que Alexander the Great vienne prendre pouvoir, grec vienne langage officiel, araméen c'était langue ça qui t'a propagé dans tout le monde. C'est ça que fait Daniel écrit livre là de façon ça. Livre là divisé en deux parties. Chapitre 1er jusqu'à chapitre 6. Daniel a expliqué, a parlé de ça que lui passé à Babylone, lui-même avec Zamilio. Him and his friend. The stuff that they encounter, the struggle, the test, the trial, tribulation, the hate, how people hated them because they were elevated to high position. They were jealous of them. He talked about that chapter 1 through chapter 6. Chapter 7 to chapter 12, prophecies, visions, dreams. He foretold stuff that will take place in the future. C'est ça que fait dire, livre Daniel, c'est même genre, c'est un coup livre Apocalypse. Ça livre Apocalypse qui est dans le Nouveau Testament, c'est ça livre Daniel qui est dans l'Ancien Testament. Deux livres ça sont similar in their writing style. Style d'écriture qui passe dans le livre ça, c'est apocalyptic style. Il a parlé de bagay qui est pour arriver. The future event. Prophecy que bon Dieu bat Daniel. Prophecy que bon Dieu bat Jean. Et Jésus-Christ bat Jean. Et Jean écrit à l'église. Sous les livres ça, you need to read both of them. In comparison, ou regardez comment que bon Dieu a parlé à l'homme. A fait l'homme qu'on est. Mais ça m'a fait. Mais ça est pour arriver. Bon, on va entrer dans le texte. Bon Dieu fait une alliance avec le peuple Israël. Et Deutéronome 28, Moab, Moïse dit peuple, listen, nous prenons l'entrée dans la terre promise, nous prenons l'entrée dans le Canaan. Mes bénédictions, mon Dieu, à bas nous si nous obéissons. Et mes malédictions qui viennent tomber sur nous si nous désobéissons, mon Dieu. Dans la première partie, chapitre, verset Deutéronome 28, tournez la Bible dans Deutéronome 28, commencez de verset 1er. Moïse a commencé à énumérer bénédiction qui a tombé sur le peuple, les obéils. Deutéronome 28, à partir du verset 1er. Si tu obéis à la voix de l'Éternel ton Dieu, en observant et en mettant en pratique tous ces commandements que je t'ai prescrits aujourd'hui, l'Éternel ton Dieu te donnera la supériorité sur toutes les nations de la terre. Voici toutes les bénédictions qui se répandront sur toi et sur tout ton partage lorsque tu obéiras à la voix de l'Éternel ton Dieu. Et puis verset à continuer. Il énumère toutes bénédictions que vous allez joindre. Les obéir à la parole, mon Dieu. Et nous chita là, nous dit, ça va gagner rien pour moi-même. Je bat en Égypte, je bat dans la terre promise, je bat recevoir la loi. Qui ça m'a pour à obéir à la loi de Dieu? Mais il faut connaître que la Bible, dans toute entirety, in its entirety, it's the word of God. It may be for the Jewish, but the application could apply in our lives today as well. Bénédiction, ça que bon Dieu voyait pour yo, à travers serviteur Moïse, lui dire, observez, suivez. Non seulement nous devons suivre yo, mais gon bagay que moi, ouais, pendant ma étudier passage là, apprenez yo à timoun. Enseignez yo à timoun. Le nous chita la kay nou. Le nous marcher dans la rue avec yo. Le nous pral coucher. Enseignez yo parole sa yo. Fin chapitre la dit, dans la deuxième partie, si nous pas obéi, 15 à 68, dans Deutéronome 28, this is the outline of the curse that will come upon you. Nous pas obéi, nous allons discipliner nous. Nous allons fouetter nous. Nous remets le bon Dieu à bénir nous. But nous va aimer la fouetter nous. It's natural. Si moun remè les parents a voye la bayou gift. Bayou tout ça au besoin. But les misbehave, they don't want the discipline. They don't want the reprimand. They don't want the punishment. But sometimes it's good for you. Bon Dieu discipline peuple Israël et c'est là qu'on y a noué Daniel. Vin trouver la Babylone. First one, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave the king into his hand and some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the articles into the treasure of the house of his God. Then the king instructed Asphanas, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel, some of the king's descendants, and some of his nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possesses knowledge, and quick to understand, who have the ability to serve the king's palace. Mais côté Daniel Vintouville qui fait là. Daniel sorti dans une noble family. The Bible didn't tell us qui est-ce qui tes parents, qui est-ce qui tes maman, papa. But because the request that King Nebuchadnezzar made to his commandment, he said, pick the best from the royal family, from the noble family. I want the young men to come and serve me. I'm expanding my kingdom. I need people to serve me. People quick to learn, the ability to understand my language, the Chaldean language, the Aramaic language, people who can understand math, science, who can interpret dreams, bring them. And we're going to teach them. We're going to prepare them to serve me. Pay attention. Yo sorti en Israël, à Juda. Il a pas adoré bon Dieu. Yo connaît bon Dieu. Bon Dieu qu'on y a envoyé roi Nebuchadnezzar vin pran yo. Among them were some young men, Daniel and his friend. We're going to get to that. But what would you do as a young boy or girl, finding yourself away from your parents in a foreign land who doesn't know your God, who doesn't worship your God, and here you are, a slave, kidnapped, deported, or however you want to use, whatever term you want to use, but you find yourself in that land. How would you react? How would you conduct yourself? Daniel proposed in his heart. He determined in his heart that he would not defile himself. I could be in another land, away from my parents, but God is still watching me. Joseph was in Egypt, away from his father, away from his kind. He was still faithful to God. Moi, disim de Joseph, frem van moi, non paye mba même kon pièce moun, pou pa même yo même adore bon Dieu, pou ki bon Dieu mba le servi la. But, gon bagay, gon deposit ki te fait nan Joseph. Papa Joseph, te kon a parlé Joseph de bon Dieu, assurément. Joseph connaît que le ma de Potifar filil. Met la, fait confiance nan ka la. Met la, bab connaît que la avec madame nan, but gon bon Dieu kap connaît la avec madame nan. Young people, your parents are not with you when you're at school. You play football, you're in sports, basketball, what have you. Your parents are not with you when you practice, when you're at the practice field. Watch how you conduct yourself. Watch what you say when you're among your friends. Because this is what Daniel did. He didn't want to defile himself. Yo pran yo. How many of them? The passage only says four young men. They took way more than that. But we want to focus on those four young men. And I want you to learn. I want us to learn something from them this morning. Who are those four young men? Daniel, Hananiah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Four young men. Ça c'est non que parents ont été bayo. Those names kind of tell us something about their parents. We don't know nothing about their parents. They didn't mention their parents. But the name that their parents gave those young men tell us that they were God-fearing people. Because moun ki pa gen crainte pour mon Dieu, yo ba petit yo n'importe qui non. But moun ki gen crainte pour mon Dieu, le ou font ti moun, yo di, you know what? This boy or this girl, I'm dedicated that person to God. This is the name I'm going to give you. And you're going to carry the name all your life. Be careful how you name your kid. Because that name will determine the future of that person, of that kid. Daniel, what is the meaning of that name? Let me tell you what the name means. My judge is God, or God is my judge. Mishael, who is, what God is? Qui est bon Dieu yé? Qui moun bon Dieu yé? Azariah, Yahweh is my helper. C'est next à oui, le yote nan founèza. Yo konè que bon Dieu t'a délivré yo. Ananiah. No. Mishael. Moun sa yo. Se moun ke bon Dieu paran yo. Fe yo konen. Non ke mba nou. Kelke sa kote nou rive. Non sa fe nou konen ki moun nou ye. Your name as a believer, you are a child of God. You have a new name. A son and a daughter of God, the Most High. You must carry that name everywhere you go. You must carry that name, Lord Lekol. You must carry that name, Lord Football Field. The coach may be yelling and cursing at you. Restrain yourself. Refrain from saying that same thing the coach is saying. He may be okay in the culture, but know who you are in that culture. Ki sa wadi? Wadi baneg yo manje k soti sou tab mwen. Because nou pral prepare yo for 3 years pou yo vin servim. Nap eduke yo. But as a young Hebrew, as a young Jewish boy, la loi Moïse fè yo konen gen sete manje yo pa ka manje. There are clean and unclean animals. Gen fason ke yo dwe prepare manje yo. We are in a foreign land. I don't know what kind of God these people are worshiping. Daniel di, you know what? M rezolu nan kèm, m pap defal, m pap souyem. M pap fè patisipasyon avèk moun sa yo. Li mande chef la, please, can you give us only vegetable and water to drink? Wè, wè, li kon sa l tap fè, lèl fèl kon sa. Di pre monsye yo, I gave you the meaning of their name, but yo pa kembe nan sa le orive nan wa, nan pale wa. Li chanje nan yo. Daniel, li relil Belshazzar. Ananiah, li relil Shadrach. No. Shadrach, oh, to Daniel, the name Belshazzar. To Ananiah, he gave the name Shadrach. To Meshach. To Azariah, he gave the name Abednego. Li change. Li di, you know what? No sa yo, since you represente bon Dieu nan la vie, no? And you are in my culture, you are in my kingdom. Away from your God, and I don't know your God, I'm changing your name. Ki so we société a fait kounya? They're trying to change our kids. They're trying to brainwash them pou faire koné. If it's feel good, do it. It's all relative. Your truth, my truth, their truth. How do we know it's true? And we know the word of God is true. That's the truth. We can kind of like, okay, this is the standard. That's the truth. There's no relativism in this. It's either this or nothing. So you have to change mentalité jeune nou yo. Faire connait que what serve you serving a God, really? Have you seen that this God you're serving? It's all, you know, talk. It's your parents' thing. Now you need to do your own thing. You need to go find your own religion. God is in everything. You are God. They are telling them all kind of stuff. Yeah. They're trying to take God out. Once they take him out and they brainwash our kids, and the next thing you know, timoun yo ap vin l'église, yo paret deux filles paret la, bi ap mande Pastor Crispin, we want to get married. Daniel rezoli nan kreli pou li pa souye, pou li pa defile himself. It was only food. You probably say, well, it's just food. But yo konen bon Dieu te di yo pa dwe manje ki yo already sacrificed to idols. Yo pa dwe manje certain bagay. Young men, yo pon resolution pou yo servi bon Dieu. You can change my name, but you will not change the God in me. You may come up with all curriculum, but I know I'm going to stand for God. Amen. Young folks, you need to have conviction where you say, I'm a servant, I'm a child of God, and I will not do this. Amen. And you know what? Nan l'école nou yo, c'est là Satan fait ravage kounye. Parents, mettez genoux nous à terre et priez pour Timon. He wanted to teach them literature. There's nothing wrong with that. He wanted to teach them languages because l'idée voulait vous servir. There's nothing wrong with that. Get the knowledge. Get the instruction. Get the education. But remember, you are a Christian. Grâce soit rendue à Dieu, même dans le collège, dans les Nayak, there's one thing they always taught us, a Christian worldview versus a secular worldview. Et les malais fait maîtrise moi dans mon clair, totalement différent. You comparing where you were getting a Christian education versus a secular education, où est c'est le jour et la nuit? Where tout bagay, it's okay, it's normal. We need to accept them. We need to tolerate them. Yes, I'm going to accept you because you're a human being, just like me as a human being, but I'm not going to accept your behavior, your conduct, your way of life, because it's contrary to the word of God. Amen. Daniel résolut dans lui-même li pap souye tête li. Et chef là dit, you know what? Come on, Daniel. Wa meteo sous responsabilité. You're only asking for vegetable and water, légumes avec l'eau. What is that going to do for? After 3 years, you're going to be like skinnier than me. Well, but contigo c'est Daniel. But you could imagine the church say to Daniel, no, I can't do this. If the king look at you and see you frail, skinny, he's going to get my head, cut my head off. He's going to ask me, what did you do with those four young men versus the others? Why are those four young men so skinny and the others are like puff, buff, and well? No. Daniel dit, ou konou bagay? Test me for 10 days. Approve me for 10 days only. Give me vegetable and water for 10 days and come back. Compare us with the other one. Kap manje k soti sou tabwa. Mind you, he's the king. Nebuchadnezzar is the king. He's eating the finest food in the land. He has the best chef. But compared to God's provision, your best cannot compare to God's best. Ou gen wap bwè dlo avèk pain. De pou ap pain, ou di bon Dieu merci, ou remercie le petit dlo ap pain, wap bwè. Ou gen pou fig, ou gen pou vin frè. Yap mande, what happened to you? Pa konnè so a passé. But ti pain avec l'eau a bwe ou a manje a, ou remercier bon Dieu la donne. C'est ou regarde moun ap gade ou figo même. Daniel dit, chef là, test us. Go ahead. Give 10 days and come back. In 10 days, he came back. Il gade monsieur. Il dit, wow. I'm going to continue to give you vegetable and water. For 3 years, you see, he made a request. He was faithful. He made a request to the chief. God approved that request. If it was for the chief, he wouldn't approve that. If it was for the chief, for the eunuch, he wouldn't approve it. Because li konnen wa t'ap tuyèl si wè monsieur pa nan bon état. But le bon Dieu approuvé voir au monde, li dispose même ennemi pour faire bagay pour vous. Young people, you got to trust God. You got to take him at his word. It's not just your parents telling you or coming to church hearing it. You got to say, you know what? God, I'm taking a stand for you. I'm not going to do this. L'école fait commencer pour nous. This is what? That's going on the third week. Start saying to yourself, I'm going to start being that Christian on campus. I'm going to start acting like I should act. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. From commencer marcher pour mon avin côté m'a demandé, why are you always smiling? Why are you always happy? den opportunité à venir offrir à vous-même pour partager l'évangile à vous-même. What do you think happened after the 10 days? They continue on with their education. After 3 years at the University of the King, getting trained, getting ready to serve the King, now it's graduation time. Being faithful in an ungodly society. King called them all. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, Azariah. I want to call them by the name their parents gave them. Lirele tout. Start questioning them. Start talking to them. This is the final exam. Li pa wè youn nan tout jeune qui t'est passé dans l'université, qui gain, who can compare to Daniel and his friends? Let's look at the last verse. Verse 20. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all magicians, astrologers who were in his realm. Not just, now I realize, the king was like, wait a minute, you're going to come to serve me. I'm not going to take anyone. I need the best. Young folks, young people, you are the best. You are the best. And you know why you are the best? Because you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. You are the best. You know why you are the best? Because God takes residence in you. Daniel knew it because when he was growing up, his parents would talk to him. They were talking and teaching him and instructing him about God. He probably was like, what is this you talking about, Sabbath day? What is this you talking about, we need to observe it? What is it you talking about, we need to do X, Y, and Z? As young folks, he probably say, I'm tired of it. But in a foreign land, away from God, God will bring into your remembrance everything your parents would used to teach you. M'songe, lèm tab grandi, koman ke papa, maman, te kon apase, goun bagay yo te toujou kon ap di, m'ba gen riches pou n'ba nou, but m'ba nou l'évangile. Paran se pigo bagay ou ka fe pou piti tou, ba yo l'évangile. Pa di ko pa kon parle anglais, so what? Li bib franse ya. You sowing the seed in their life. You sowing the seed. Bon Dieu, Saint-Esprit, pral fè ou sonje bagay sa ou le orive on kote when their back is against the wall. That's when they're going to say, you know what? I remember my mom used to say this. Maybe it's time for me to pray for myself. L'enfant prodige, l'elte nan pak cochon. Se laisse al sonje. Combien servite kay papa mkounye ya? Kap manje a gogo et puis gade ki kote mye. As a Jew, na pak cochon. They were 10 times better than all the other magicians. And why you think that is? You think because they were smarter? Probably not. But because of their faithfulness. They didn't defile themselves. Yo pat kite koyo korompu, souye. E yo konon bagay? Bon Dieu realize ke m'pa ka kite monsieur sa yo. Si yo kampe pou mwen, oh no, I have to come through for them. M'pral ba yo intelligence. M'a ba yo connaissance. E m'a bleve yo si telman wo, se sezi mouna. You know Daniel served in the kingdom, not just Nebuchadnezzar. He served 2 other kings, 3 others. He spent 65 years in Babylon. No, not 65, I'm sorry. 85 years he was there serving. Out of the 85 years, 65, he served kings. Nebuchadnezzar, his son, Darius and Cyrus. four different kings.
Why?
Because he was faithful to God. His faithfulness, bon Dieu reward him.
Daniel, les messieurs yo sorti, yo vin jaloux de Daniel pour accuser Daniel. Yo pa ka jwenn nan rien nan Daniel pour yo accuser.
Make him your standard. Make him the thing you look up and say, you know what, God, make me like Daniel. I want to be like Jesus, but right now, can you make me like Daniel? Can I be so bold for you when I'm on campus? Can I be so bold and I say, you know what, I'm not going to defile myself like Daniel? Can you give me the courage to stand like Joseph? Let me damn you up. Now, back in the day, ces garçons te connaît pas la fille. Nowadays, you know, the Lord des choses renversées. Even the girls are coming after the boys. Do you have the courage to say no? Pray to God so you can be like Daniel. Be faithful in all that you do. Be faithful, young people. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. Romans 12. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Le monde offre nous tout bagay. They offer us their best, but their best cannot compare to God's best. They offer us everything, but before you pick that, compare it with the Word of God. Is it in line with the Word of God? What would Jesus do if he was in my position? Think about that, young folks. I have a story to tell you. This guy was looking for a job. He in Philadelphia. He was looking. He couldn't find a job. Looking all over. It just happened to work into this office. A well-known businessman. He asked the man for a job. The man said, you know what? I have these bricks out there. I want you to move them to the back. He took that guy all day to move the brick from one end to the other. L'el fini la kout monsieur. Il dit, m'fini, oui. Monsieur a payé. And it was late. Il complétait task là. And then he asked, will there be more work tomorrow for me to do? He said, yeah. When you come back tomorrow, I want you to take those and put them back where they were today. If it was me, I'd say, all right. See you, but not, you know, thanks, but no thanks. Nda fin pre sa m'fè jodi a mal chachon lot travay. Sa y ba y moun fou. M'pren o la mette o de a y vou di mette o back. The guy came back. He did the same thing. He moved them from the back to the front. He did that for a week. Back and forth, back and forth. He earned the businessman's trust. One day, the businessman needed to buy sugar at an auction. He sent that man to represent him. When he got there, the man got there, people start bidding, you know, 20, 30, 40, 100, 1,000. That man bet what the businessman told him to bet. Tout moun gade lyo di, who are you? Who is this man? I'm not buying it for me. I'm just a representative of that businessman. He was faithful in moving bricks from one side to the other that the business owner entrusted in him that task to go buy the sugar, to go bid the sugar for him. God is now entrusting you, young people, something. It may be small, maybe insignificant. But if you take that and you are faithful in it, he will give you more. Daniel was faithful with just the vegetable and the water. He didn't want the wine. He didn't want the
Now, they're probably not eating chicken. They probably were eating pigs, you know, ribs, you know, good stuff. It's a delicacy. Good stuff. But he résolé dans tête li. Li pensé dans tête li, il dit le pape fait ça. This is stuff that we know. Nous connaissons l'histoire ça déjà. This is nothing new to us, young folks. This is nothing new. Parents, the church that I have, parents, ça que m'y est pour nous. C'est Deutéronome 4, verset 9. À nous garder ça, le dit. Et Deutéronome 11, verset 19. Deutéronome 4, verset 9. Seulement, prends garde à toi et veille attentivement sur ton âme tous les jours de ta vie, de peur que tu n'oublies les choses que tes yeux ont vues et qu'ils ne sont de ton cœur, que s'ils ne sortent de ton cœur. Enseigne-les à tes enfants, aux enfants des enfants. Souviens-toi du jour où je te prendrai. Présenta devant l'Éternel ton Dieu à Horeb, lorsque l'Éternel me dit, assemble auprès de moi le peuple, je veux leur faire entendre ma parole, mes paroles. Deutéronome 11, verset 19. Vous les enseignerez à vos enfants et vous leur en parlez quand tu seras dans ta maison. Quand tu iras en voyage, quand tu te coucheras et quand tu te lèveras. Not too long ago, qu'a dit un, deux ans de ça, dans la machine avec Timonio. Depuis dans la machine, on toujours gagne 99.1 cap jouer dans la machine. One day, they had a fundraising. Je changeais la radio, je mettais le nom de l'autre radio. Look, my youngest, say, are we not Christian anymore? Why are we listening to this station? To my amazement, I was like, what? What is this? Where is this coming from? Petit moun nan di, si nou pa chrétien, just parce que m change radio, station, qui sont station chrétien, pour mettre l'autre. Enseye ti moun yo parole la. Même si a fait enseye. Bon Dieu, charge nous. Le nous coucher. Les nous lever, les nous marcher, enseignez aux paroles. Pas tant que leur vie dans l'école du dimanche à joindre. Enseignez chaque jour. Proverbe 22, verset 6. Instruis l'enfant selon la voie qu'il doit suivre. Et quand il sera vieux, il ne s'en détournera point. Pas découragé, parents. Juste parlez-vous. Parlez-vous de l'évangile. Parlez-vous du miracle que bon Dieu fait avec vous. Parlez-vous de la route que bon Dieu fait avec vous. Quand vous sortez en Haïti ou venez ici. Si vous n'avez pas de bagage, c'est ça Moïse qui a dit peuple. Vous n'avez pas de bon Dieu là. Mais c'est au même kounia qui va l'enseigner de bon Dieu. C'est au même kounia qui va l'instruire de bon Dieu. Parents, encouragez-nous pour nous parler à Timon, pour nous instruire. Faire connaître qui bon Dieu a servi. Et for you, the youth, this is what I have for you. 1 John 2, verse 15. Now I've got to transition to the English Bible. 1 John 2, verse 15. D'a fait nous lire, oui. Abby, where's your Bible? You got your Bible with you? Yeah, come on, Abby, read 1 John 2, verse 15 for me, please.
Hey, amen. Oh, it's up there on the screen. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. You are light. The world is darkness. There's no relation within these two. This is your charge now, young people. Take a stand for God. Determine in your heart that you will not defile yourself in this world. Resolute in your heart that you will stand for God. Did I say something funny, guys? I see you laughing. I'm watching you. So stop. Do not love the world, nor anything in the world. The world has nothing to give to you that will benefit you. The world has nothing that will make you what God wants you to be. Go home and read Daniel. Go home and read about Joseph. The second passage is 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. Eunice, where are you? Read that for me, please. Look, you're lucky. I only had two passages because I'm tapere low too. Hey, I don't even have to say anything. You are not your own. You belong to God. Jesus bought you with his blood. Can you put it back, please? And you have the Holy Spirit in you. So you cannot do whatever you want to do. You cannot say whatever you want to say. And you cannot go wherever you want to go. Because wherever you go, you're going to take the Holy Spirit with you. Whatever you say, now you're going to grieve him if it's not in accordance to his word. But young folks, remember who you are in God. Remember Daniel. Remember how bold he was when he made the conviction not to defile himself. Let me pray for you, young folks. Père Tout-Puissant, we know it's not easy to live in this world. We know with all the stuff that they throw at us, we know it's not easy for our young folks to remain pure in this world. But one thing is certain. You say it in your word that you will never leave us nor forsaking us, Lord. Do not leave our young folks, God. Please, please, camp around them, O Lord. Protect them. Give them your fear. Let them know your fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Let them understand if they want to please you, first they have to give away all that is from the world. God, I charge their parents. I ask that you, O God, remind their parents that those kids are not theirs. You only give them those kids so they can prepare them to serve you. Ba pare ou fos kouraj pou yo kan se ti moun sa ou parol ou. Mem Jean Daniel te kampe pou a Babylon. Mem Jean Joseph te kampe pou an Egypt. Ve ke nou pou jen yo, se pou yo kampe pou nan Amerika, Seigneur. Kote moun pa konen yo, kote lot de chos renverse. But nou konen, parmi nou, gen de Daniel, gen de Joseph. Ki pral kampe, ki pral di, yo pap defal demself, yo pap souye tet, yo pa mi moun perdu sa ke nou la dan nan, Père Tout-Puissant. Sauve pep jen nou yo pou nou, Père Tout-Puissant. Beni yo, Seigneur. Nou di merci. Merci pour vous, Père Tout-Puissant. Is there anyone among you who do not know Jesus? I appeal to you this morning to give him your life, to ask him to come into your heart. It's as simple as ABC. You accept him, you believe in him, and you confess your sin. If you believe in your with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. Easy as ABC 1, 2, 3. If any young folks here haven't made that confession yet, the time is yours. Et si gen grand moun ki pou kokon Jésus, invitation lancé à ou même tout. Sou kwen nan cœur que Jésus t'est ressuscité des morts. Sou confesse à bouche ou que bon Dieu, c'est lui-même qui Dieu. Ou kwen, c'est lui seul qui ka sauvé ou. Ou accepter ou absolver. Appel la lancé à ou même. Pare tan demain, pare tan next week. Who knows if we will see it. J'entends yekounier. Que bon Dieu bénisse nous. Que bon Dieu garde nous.